Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Harman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on this Yom Chamishi, the 16th day of the month of Elul. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Simcha Snade of Congregation Beth HaKnesses HaChadosh in Rochester, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Snade slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberach LaTzahal, the Mishaberach LaShvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberach LaCholim, with Rabbi Snade pausing to enable each of us to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. That's ou.org/Tehillim call. Bikavod, with great honor, Rabbi Snade.
Thank you, Rabbi Abramowitz, and thank you to Rabbi Herman for another opportunity to share some Divrei Chizuk with you. Last week's Parsha, Parshas Ki Tsetse, one of the negative mitzvos, the commandments in the Torah, is that someone from the nation of Ammon, someone from the nation of Moab, they are not allowed to enter into the Jewish people. Why? Says the Torah, because they did not bring bread and water to the Jewish people while they were journeying in the desert, passing by their land. I understand it's not a nice thing to do. Yes, they maybe should have extended themselves a little bit to offer some bread and water, but why such a harsh response? Why were they not allowed or ever allowed to enter into the Jewish people forever? The Ramban tells us that these two brothers, which became the nations of Ammon and Moab, they were saved because of Avraham. Their mother and their father were saved because of the merits that Avraham had. They were saved from the destruction of Sodom, and therefore they were obligated to do good for the Jewish people. They were obligated to extend themselves to the descendants of Avraham, because they are only here now because of him. Their existence as a nation is only because of the great-great-great-great-grandfather of this nation, the Jewish people, that is passing by, and we have to express our Hakaras HaTov, our gratitude. The question is, though, that Hakaras HaTov, expressing gratitude, is not one of the Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Gentiles are not commanded to express gratitude. They're not obligated to do so. So how could there be such a complaint against them, and even more so such a harsh punishment, when they were never obligated to do so? Explains Rav Shimon with a fundamental principle for our lives. He says that this trait of Hakaras HaTov, this trait of gratitude, is not obligated because halacha says so. Rather, he says it is aleph beis. It's aleph beis of the essence of people. And someone who is lacking this trait, they're lacking what it means to be a person. Halacha doesn't have to tell me to express gratitude, to feel appreciation to somebody else for the good that they do for me. It's innate. It's built in. It's the trait of us human beings. That's what it means to be a person. And he continues and says, we see this from Adam HaRishon and the sin that Adam did. The Gemara tells us that the complaint against Adam was that he was a kafoy tova, a denier of good. He said to Hashem, the lady that you gave me as a wife, she is the one that caused me to do this sin. And that was a complaint against him. What about the fact that he didn't listen to God? God gave him one commandment to do, and he violated it. That should be the biggest complaint. Why does the Gemara attribute him being a kafei tova, a denier of good, when there seemingly is something so much more profound? He didn't listen to God. Yet we see, from the fact that this was a complaint, it's because it's fundamental to being a human. It is something so innate that takes precedence, that overrides any other command. And that is Hakar Satov, to express our gratitude. Which brings us to the beginning of this week's Parsha, where the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Bikurim. A farmer brings his first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. He brings it to the temple in this whole procession. And there are so many aspects of this obligation that the Torah is teaching us how to properly express gratitude to the fullest. This farmer, after the hard work that they put in to farming their field, and finally that first fruit comes, and they now have to bring it to the temple, teaches us that yes, you could do all the hard work, and you could put in all the efforts and all the techniques, but at the end of the day, the good that you have received, the bracha that you have received from your hard work is really from Hashem. Bring that first fruit as an aspect of appreciation, of gratitude for all that Hashem does for us. And it's not just enough to bring the fruits to say thank you. But the farmer recounts the history of the Jewish people. We read about this at the Seder as well, of how we made it to the land of Israel. Lavan tried to destroy Yaakov. Yaakov brought his family down to Egypt. All the miracles that happened in Egypt that led us to our salvation, to our journey in the desert. Finally, we make it to the land of Israel. And now Hashem has given us the bracha to be able to bring these fruits. In order to properly have gratitude, we have to look at the whole picture. To express and feel gratitude, it's not just what's right in front of us, but how we got to where we are now. And everything, everyone that helped us reach this goal deserve a thank you. That is how we should feel. That's the expectation that we should have on ourselves to fully express gratitude. It's including people, as the whole Bikurim process was. It's not just me, but there was a whole procession where we could include the masses to express our gratitude. And lastly, the Torah says, Va'anisa va'amarta, which the Gemara says, the declaration that the farmer should make, it should be said b'kol ram, out loud, with a loud voice. And Rav David Krunglass, the Mashkiach of Ner Yisrael, explains that the way of the world is that when somebody is in a tough, challenging situation, that's when they turn to Hashem to ask for all their needs. And they ask with the utmost faith. But when things are going well, that is when we tend to forget God. We tend to forget really the source of it all. So now with Bikurim, you should say it out loud in a way where we are admitting publicly that all good that happens, not just the challenging times where I for sure need and see you, Hashem, but even in the good, it all comes from you. And that, says the Ramban, is why there's an obligation, davening in shul as a group, as a tzibor, the congregation, and to daven out loud, giving the praise and thanks to Hashem, where we all admit that everything comes from Hashem. And as we near the end of this year and we come to Rosh Hashanah, our tendency is to ask for another year. That's first and foremost on our minds. These parshios, Kisete Kisavo, always fall out during Elul to teach us. First, thank Hashem for everything in detail of this past year. Thank Him for the fact that I made it to this point and all the brachos that You have given me and my family to get here. And after that, when we feel that Hakar Satov, when we feel that gratitude, that appreciation for what Hashem has done for me, and then I can realize and humbly ask Hashem for another year, for this upcoming year. But first, we have to express our gratitude and appreciation for all that Hashem has done for us for the past year as we ask for another year. At this point in time, we will say Tehillim. We'll begin with Parakhaf, Psalm 20. L'matzeach mizmor l'David, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagevcha shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach ezrcha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchosecha v'yolascha yidashne sela, Yitein lecha chilvavecha v'chol atzascha yimalei, Neranina b'shuasecha u'b'shem Eloheinu nidgol, Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, Ata yodati ki oshia Adonai mishicho, Yaneu mishmei kadsho b'gvuros yesha yimino, Elev arechev v'yelev atzusim, V'anachnu mishem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, Hema karu v'nofalu, V'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad, Adonai hoshia hamelech yanenu v'yom karenu. We continue with Parakhav Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai roi lo echzar, Binos desha yarbi tzeni almei menuchos yinaleni, Navshi yishoviv yancheni b'magli tzedek l'man shemo, Gam ki'elech v'geit salmaves, lo ira ra ki'ata imadi, Shiftecha mishantecha hema yinachamuni, Haroch l'fanai shulchan neged tzorroi, Ishanta Bashemin Roshi Kosi Rivaya Akhtova Chesed Yirdefuni Kol Yimei Chayai Vishafti Beveis Adonai Liorech Yamin. We continue per Kufchaf Aleph Psalm 121. Shir Lamalot Esainai Elaha Rimeayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Meim Adonai Yosei Shomayim Vaaret Ayitain Lamot Raglecha Ayonam Shomerecha Hinei lo yonom v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tocha yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teizcha uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam. We continue per Koflamet Psalm 130. Shira Malos, Mimamakim Kirosicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bikoli, Tiena Aznecha Kashuvot Tokol Tachanunai, Mavonos Tishmoria Adonai Niyamon, Kimcha Haslicha Leman Tivare, Kivite Adonai Kivto Navshi Velidvaro Ocholti, Navshi Adonai Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachal Yisrael El Adonai, Yim Adonai HaChesed Varbe Mofidus, Lu Yivde Es Yisrael Mikol Avonosa. We continue per Kufman Beis, Psalm 142. Maskila David, Biosoba Mara Sefila, Koli El Adonai Ezag, Koli El Adonai Eschanan, Eshbok Lefanav Sichi, Tzarati Lefanav Agid, Bisateva Lairuchi, Liyata Yadata Nesivasi, Or Zu'aleich Tamanu Fachli, Habet Yamin Urei V'Eni Makir, Avad Manos Mimeni Engoresh L'Nafshi, Zalakti Eilecha Adonai, Amarti Atamachsi Chalki B'Yaret HaChayim, Akshiva El Rinasi Kidalosi Miyod, Artileni Meirod Fai Kiyamtu Mimeni, Hotziya Mimaskir Nafshi L'Hodos Eshenecha, Biachtir Tzadikim Kitigmal Oloi. We recite Achenu together. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanesunim Batara Vashivya Omdim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha Amakam Yirachim Aleyem Yotiim Mitzara Lirvacha Meafela Leora Mishibo Legiula Hashta Bagalov Zman Kariv Venamar Amen. Mosheim Meshaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal, the Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov V'Yivareches Chayalei Tzva Ha'Hagana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon V'Omdim Al Mishmar Artenu V'Arei Eloheinu Migvul HaLbanon V'Amidbar Mitzrayim V'Min Hayom HaGadol Amalo HaRova V'Chol Makom Shehem V'Yabasha V'Avir V'Yom Yitein Adonai Yosovenu HaKamim Aleinu Nigafim Lefneim HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmer v'yatzel et chayelinim mikol tzar v'tzuka mikol nevel machala v'yishal bracha v'atzacha b'chol ma'asei yideyam. Yad v'sanin et hachseim v'yatzer mikas yishua v'ateres nitzachon v'ikum mehem ha'kasov ki adonai Elohechem ha'olech imachem imachem li'ilachem lachem im mo'ibeichem lo'shir atzchem v'namar amen. V'ay mishaberach for the shvuyim, for those who are held in captivity. Mishaberach ha'vasinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo. We varch v'yishmor v'yinter as medrei tzvaha ganel Yisrael v'shvuyov as chalachinu anasunim b'tora v'shivya v'avor shekol hakahal hakadosh hazeh nesvala b'avuram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'yoteim mechoshech v'talmaves and mosereseyem yinateik v'msukoseyem yoshiyem v'yishivim meher l'chek mishukoseyem yodu v'adonai chazdo v'nefiloso v'neyodam v'ikum ha'am mikra shekosov v'fiduya v'adonai yishuvun v'vod tzion v'vino. The Simchas Olam al Rosham Sosam the Simcha Yasigu Vinasu Yagom Vanachav Vinomar Amin. And lastly, we will say Mishaberach for those who may be sick. We will pause. Please insert the names at the proper time. Mishaberach Abaseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo V'Yivarech V'Yirape Asacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'achlimon v'arapotam v'achazikam v'achayotam v'yishlach lahem refuah shlema min hashamayim l'ramachavel v'shagadav v'sov shar chol Yisrael v'fos ha'nefesh v'vos ha'gov hashto b'agadav v'zman kariv v'namar amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi Snaid. We look forward to having you back on the program again in your Sashem in the very near future. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we again pause each day to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Thank you.